Good morning, good people. It is 30th March 2021. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 6, and the Gospel from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 33 and 36 to 38. We are chosen to glorify God and to be the light for the people around. As we reflect the second song of the suffering servant of Yahweh, we are invited to reflect about the purpose of our vocation. Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be His through our union with Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. God wants to be glorified through the suffering servant of God. Each one of us is chosen by God even before our parents could see us, know us, and love us physically. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, He named me. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 2. God wants us to make the light of the nations, yet our hearts are drawn towards darkness all time. Christ is the light of the nations, and we who follow Him need to reflect the light through our life of charity and love. The responsorial psalm praises, "I will sing of your salvation." Psalm 71 verse 1. In the Gospel, after washing the feet of the apostles, Jesus sat with them to share what was going to happen to Him by their betrayal and denial. It is a kind of double betrayal from within the most intimate circle of Jesus. We are presented with the two disciples, namely Judas and Peter. Jesus discloses the scheme of betraying from Judas, an imminent denial of Peter during the Last Supper. Jesus offered a golden opportunity to drop the evil Judas intended to do. Judas never showed any remorse of what had in mind to betray the Lord, while Peter, even though he was quick to promise Jesus, yet he was sorry and repented, and later he got converted completely. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. Who are we as we hear these two apostles? We who are so close in the Eucharist have betrayed Him more than once. Yes, we all have betrayed in different level according to our living status, whether in our family relationship, church worship, or in our personal life in the working places. Let us repent like Peter and come closer to the Lord. May we glorify the Lord by our good works and words. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.